Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Today is our last daily highlight of the study. Thanks so much for joining me for the last 3.5 months. I hope you continue to visit livingbythewordsofgod.com and a new site I am putting together, itsaboutforever.com, in which I hope to give a clear, attractive presentation of the gospel. I hope to illustrate major salvation truths in such a way to draw the interest of our unsaved family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers. But now, the end of our journey. In the end, Deuteronomy 8:16, but he also did this so that things would go well for you in the end. This is how God does things. He sometimes makes us uncomfortable, even downright miserable and despairing, to push us toward a good end. We need to be familiar with truths such as this, how God works, as we pursue God and his truth. He cares about us each step of the way, but he is most interested in how we end. Deuteronomy 8:3, he put you through hard times, he made you go hungry, then he fed you with manna, something neither you nor your parents knew anything about, so you would learn that men and women don't live by bread only, we live by every word that comes from God's mouth. A few more interesting thoughts before saying goodbye. Not everything. I've put a great deal of time into this study, agonizing over details and direction, but as I stated early on, this is just a beginning, a starting point, a place to join the path. But enough. You don't need another cute technique. You need a good shovel and the skill to use it. I hope you have found and will find enough in the study and the website to help you dig down deep and build on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thanks for listening. Love in Christ. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.